Track 1. Introduction to Newtown. Welcome to Newtown, gateway to a national nature reserve with an intriguing history. Here in the tiny rural village that sits within the nature reserve, houses still stand on the site of an original medieval town. No ordinary town, Newtown was otherwise known as Franchville or Freetown. It was deliberately planned and established in 1256 by Aymer, the bishop-elect of Winchester. It was intended to become a thriving town and sheltered Solent harbour that would later be regarded as the capital town of the island. To entice new inhabitants and bring trade into Newtown, the town was divided into plots, known as burgage plots, that were rented out. On these plots, the tenants, or burgage holders, had the opportunity to build a house and engage in business free from restrictions usually imposed by the lord of the manor. These rights and privileges were confirmed by monarchs bestowing royal charters over the centuries. As you have probably guessed from the quiet nature of Newtown today, prosperity and development was hampered by unexpected historical events. First, bubonic plague reached the island in 1348 and wiped out a third of the island's population. A folktale involving Newtown's own Pied Piper may have originated around this time. The story goes that Newtown was overrun by rats, and the Pied Piper offered to rid the town of the rats for £50. His offer was accepted by the mayor. This he did, and led all the rats down to the sea. The rats waited on the shore while he took up some oars. Then, as he rowed a boat to the mudflats, the rats swam after him. On reaching the treacherous mud on the other side, the rats' paws got stuck in the mud, and there they met their fate. The tide came in, and they all drowned. When Piper returned to collect his fee, the mayor only offered £20. The Piper threatened that if the correct fee was not paid, he would lead the children away from the town. This he did, and the children followed the Piper into the woods at Newtown, and the Piper and children were never seen again. In the 1300s, the island suffered attacks from the French in the Hundred Years' War, and by 1344 there were many warning beacons around the coastline of the island. Military horsemen, known as hobblers, were employed to carry urgent messages between different regions of the island to alert the populace of an imminent attack. Newtown itself was attacked in 1377, razed to the ground, and never quite recovered its former status. 200 years later, there wasn't even a market or good housing. Over time, the harbour gradually silted up, and the heavy clay soil limited the agricultural prosperity of the town. In 1674, only 11 houses stood in Newtown. A century later, this had only increased by one house. Track 2. Starting the walk from the Old Town Hall. The Old Town Hall at Newtown is an iconic building that was built around 1699. Over the years, it has sunk a little in the soft clay, and it now has a slight slant. It is open on some afternoons from mid-March to October, and always worth visiting to discover more about its history and for its frequent art exhibitions and other participative talks and activities. Please check opening times with the National Trust in advance of your visit to avoid disappointment. Information in Braille is available on request from the custodian. To start our walk, we leave from the north pillared portico of the town hall and walk to the village along the road. The first house you come across on the right-hand side is named Noah's Ark. Track 3. Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark is a double-gabled building with the ancient borough seal of Franchville above the doorway. The single-masted ship on the seal refers to Newtown's maritime trade, whereas the lion on the deck of the ship, with its paw raised, shows Newtown's connection to royalty. The main use of this building up until 1916 was as a public house. In 1872, William Mew's brewery rented the building for £20 a year, and you could buy a gallon of beer for 1 shilling. The Taylor family held the license to trade for over 200 years until the pub closed. Track 4. Walking to Hollis Cottage. Take the next left turn on the road after Noah's Ark, and immediately on the right-hand side is a beautifully presented old stone cottage called Hollis Cottage. You are now in Newtown's High Street, which follows exactly the same route as the medieval High Street. If you look back over your shoulder towards Noah's Ark, you will see there is a gate and footpath sign. The High Street would have extended beyond this gate into what is now a grassed-over lane bordered by hedges. Track 5. Hollis Cottage. Noah's Ark and Hollis Cottage are now owned by the National Trust and are privately tenanted. Some of the house names in Newtown refer to the borough and burgage plots of former times. For instance, Hollis Cottage, Stephen's Cottage and Bide Cottage, although built between the 18th to 20th centuries, take on names from the original tenements that were featured in James Mallet's 1768 land survey map. Hollis Cottage was overgrown with ivy by the early 1880s, but thankfully restored by the Swainston estate. Henry Jacobs, the last full-time riverman at Newtown, lived in this cottage until his death in 1893. Tragically, his father had died from falling into a pond and drowning at the back of this same house more than a decade before. Rivermen, as they were called at Newtown, often had more than one way of earning a living from the estuary. They gathered prawns, whelks, and winkles, as well as setting pots for crabs and lobsters. They often supplemented their income by taking a few oysters or trapping fish or game illegally. They would land their catches on shingle shores scattered around the area called hards. Many rivermen took up their trade early on in life. Sometimes they would be working with their fathers from the age of 11. In Victorian times, the baker from the nearby village of Shalfleet left Newtown's daily supply of bread here at Hollis Cottage for the local people to collect. A reminder of these former days at Hollis Cottage is the Victorian postbox set in the wall on the right that is still in use today. Track 6. Walking on to Nobby's Butt. Continue down the High Street to Nobby's Butt, the small field just after Nobby's Cottage. This field would have been one of the medieval burgage plots and may have had a cottage built beside the road. Some of the cottages in Newtown were lived in by a local fishing family called Abrook. In the 19th century, Henry Abrook and his son Thomas were oyster fishermen. There were a number of oyster beds around Newtown Creek, which they leased from the Lord of the Manor, and they would have landed some of the shellfish at Town Quay on the east side of the estuary. After 1866, the Isle of Wight Oyster Fishery Company Limited was established by a syndicate of businessmen and gentry who employed Thomas Abrook as the foreman. In 1880, a new company appeared on the scene. The Newtown and Bewley Oyster Fishery Company, who leased the beds and fisheries from the Isle of Wight oyster fishery. The French seed oysters that they had chosen to lay in the beds did not take very well and were not able to mature. This caused great financial hardship for the company. This was a far cry from the 1750s, when oyster fishing was known to be very successful, with thousands of shellfish shipped from cows to France. Fortunes changed for the better again, once Thomas Paskins had obtained a 21-year lease for the oyster fishery in 1893. Mr. Paskins brought new ideas to the business that would reverse some of the financial hardship that had befallen the oyster industry at Newtown. There are anecdotes of the Noah's Ark serving up beer and oysters down the road around this time, often after the landlord and his friends returned from a day's hunting and shooting. Track 7. The Pump. A little further along the road, on the left, is an important-looking but sadly useless piece of machinery, a water pump. There has always been water available around Newtown in the form of sunken wells, streams, and ponds. However, to keep in with the times, the parish council attempted to bring piped water to the houses in the village. The plan was to sink a 60-feet-deep well and fit a pump. Halfway down, the plan was scuppered when the water was discovered to be contaminated and had a salty flavour. Newtown would have to wait a lot longer before mains water would arrive in the 1950s. Track 8. The Church. At first glance, the church on the right-hand side, before the road bending to the right, looks older than it really is. In fact, the current church was built in 1837 on the site of a much older chapel that had stood for centuries, eventually becoming an ivy-covered ruin. The earliest known record of a church at Newtown dates from 1407. Up until 1960, the church was dimly lit by oil lamps, making it difficult to read your hymn book on a winter's evening.